This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
So this sounds familiar to me. Hootie Laugh is back.
Hootie.
Welcome back, Hootie Laugh.
Forgot about that one.
Hootie Laugh is good.
Who is this?
This is Fitz and the Tantrums.
Oh, okay.
For the podcasters, it's hand clap. Or ass clap, if you like to sing it dirty.
Do it with a dip can now.
That's a talent.
There's got to be a YouTube video already of that.
Teaching you how to do it.
I wish I could do that. I bought a can of dip just to be able to try to learn how to do it.
Oh, Lord.
Never dipped it. Never opened it.
Do you pack the same thing with a cigarette pack?
That's different, though. That don't have the sound that the dip can's got. You have to have, like, a broken finger.
Oh, shoot. I thought that was the hand clap part. I would have been a fool at the club.
Oh.
I thought the beat was about to drop, and I'm looking like a dip crap.
Oh, Dan, I know you don't like suggestions, but dip clap. Come on.
Come on, make it happen.
Well, how did this song become? Like, what is it from? Like a movie or something? Like, how would this be on my radar? What is it from?
Maybe a lot of commercials might have used it recently.
I know. I recognized the beat at first. That's wild.
I can make my dip clap. I had to make sure I slowed down.
You did. Make sure you go yip on there.
Yip. Yeah, fatty, give me the hard yip.
So, were any of our guesses correct about what you've not done, Fat Boy, in 20 years? For those of you that are just tuning in, good morning. And also, it's not going to ruin anything now. I mean, like, so we were not here yesterday.
No.
Because Fat Boy's pussy
and
was not feeling well.
Well, I felt like it.
And then Paige was just coming off being sick. And I was like, well, you know what? I ain't going to doing it by myself. So I did something yesterday that I don't want to talk about. It was personal because I took a personal day.
Oh, look at that.
Don't ask questions.
I have behind the pee protection.
You can't ask.
Well, I was the sickest this weekend I've been.
Oh, God, don't get her going.
I mean, I swear. Yeah.
Paige, I said before you came in, I told Fat Boy, I was like, please don't have a pissing contest with her on who was the sickest. And here he goes.
Now, we already planned one anyway, so.
Yo, behind my back.
Yep.
You gotta have a,
you can't plan a pissing contest behind someone's back.
You can't. That's how it starts.
That's a work.
We've seen that Instagram account.
I want to shoot one.
Shout out, Bart.
That's right, Bart.
You know, I still follow it, Bart.
As far as the sickness Richter scale, this one was pretty high on it. I didn't get out of bed.
Well, I thought about Paige because this happened to me Friday afternoon, and this actually Thursday of this week last year was when I got COVID the last time.
You had COVID?
Last year, yeah.
Oh.
But it was this week.
Okay, but not this, not Friday.
No, not Friday.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Although with COVID now, yeah, I don't know if you're about to say this, but now you only don't have to show symptoms for 24 hours and you can go back to work in most places.
I didn't know what that meant.
I don't know what it still means.
I thought it meant stay out until you feel better. Well,
I just came back when they released me, so yeah.
My arms
sore. Looney Bin?
Well, that I broke from.
I don't think it's fair to say Looney Bin anymore.
No.
They ask you not to say that anymore.
Oh, boy.
Can't do it.
Warner Brothers, because it's intellectual property.
Lawn Warner Brothers. Right. So I got my arm started to ache first.
My arm.
And I was at the big box retailer, you know, loading up on some supplies.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, I'm sick.
Baby oil.
She said, I know. I said, no, I'm really sick. Like, this ain't funny.
I ain't talking about my mind.
So the arms
the head.
Are immediately I'm thinking, oh my God. Now look, the
if you're gonna get it anywhere, that's the place.
Well, no, this is like what your it was arm? Gonna be. I immediately thought worse.
No, Walmart.
Oh.
It's like with our circle of people, associates and friends.
Just because there's a large amount of people at one place, not particularly that store.
Our associates of friends.
Uh-huh.
They're dealing with a couple people have pneumonia. Norovirus is going around. I know a couple people that have that, but I've done a good job of staying away from people, like ignoring them for, especially this time of year, because I know as soon as the year turns, everybody gets sick in January. They just do.
Everyone's walking around with a snot rag in their pocket.
Yep, pretty much. So
I don't know if it's the weather or what the deal is, but it sucks.
I thought immediately.
I think it's always coming off Christmas, being around people you haven't seen in a while. That's why it pays to be a...
To not have family?
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
I immediately thought COVID, but I'm like, I got to let this play out, see what the symptoms are. So, body starts to ache a little bit. Here come the chills.
Symptoms.
I'm like, oh my God, here are the chills. Now, I know what's coming next.
Diarrhea.
No, I didn't even think about that.
Oh.
Congestion. Balloon head.
Oh, God, yeah. I hate that more than anything, where you can't experience life as you normally do. Like, there's just some kind of... haze around you. You're just not connecting every... Ugh, I hate that.
Well, guess what? That never came.
Oh, good.
Never got that. Now, there's a relief because, I know it's not COVID. Now, I got two tests left at home. I'm not going to waste one because I know it's not COVID. I don't have a fever. I'm not congested. I could breathe perfect. So, I know it's not COVID. Now, I'm a little confused.
I wouldn't say perfect.
I mean, like, I don't know what it is at this point. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
You're
I don't want to be too. I don't want to be too gross, but...
Oh, God.
Like, I had, you know...
Don't make me heave this early, man. Save this for the 9 o'clock hour.
There were, like, you know...
Did it smell bad?
No, there were some things that were... All right, my urine was not the color it needs to be.
Was it blue, like the old TV commercials?
It was brown.
God, oh.
Oh, that's blood.
So that's why I was confused. I'm like, my skin was...
Took a dump to his penis.
Starting to...
I'm speaking medically.
Starting to feel a little gray.
Did you ever use
starting to look
CI?
A little gray. Well, that like I look.
God bless, fat boy.
Then when I'm like, it's not COVID.
Die.
When I said it's not COVID, I had to look up to see what it was. So I put all the symptoms in, and it said most likely food poisoning. And I'm thinking about
who did it. The butler.
I know who did it. Now look, by the time
who did it.
By the time I put the symptoms in, and by the time I ate breakfast, it'd been close to 12 hours. If you're going to experience it, you would have known by then at that point.
Right.
I knew it was breakfast Friday morning. So, Friday morning, I go to get breakfast. I'm not going to say where I went. Let's just say they have various features of hot dogs on the roller. So, I go
in
there.
You went wrong.
Features of hot dogs.
There's a little tag that says, these aren't ready yet. And the guy says, I'm sorry, I'm about 10 minutes behind. Those aren't ready. And I'm looking at the ones up front, and I'm like, I don't know. Now, normally, when the guy says this, because at this place, they love to get on the buffer for some reason. Like, they constantly buff the floors every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what they like to do. So, they'll usually just go buff the floor and leave you alone.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I figured this guy's a DEI hire because he had a nose ring. But that's a separate story. Usually, they'll leave you alone. But he wouldn't. He was hovering over me. Over the hot dogs to make sure I wasn't going to pick one that wasn't ready yet. Now, keep in mind, I've been eating raw hot dogs my whole life. So I didn't pick it. And I'm like,
the fact you're eating hot dogs your whole life is
I know.
And
not
the
anymore.
Fact that you're still alive.
Not anymore.
Well, I was going to take the one. I'm like, you know what? I can nuke it when I get to work. I can cook it, whatever.
Yeah.
He says, if you take one of those down here, I give it to you for free.
Oh, no. He's pointing to his pants.
And I'm like,
this has been on the roller for 24 hours.
I thought it looked.
It looked, for what I could describe, was what I can imagine what Freddy Krueger's goober would look like.
Oh, no.
I grabbed it. And I'm like, this one looks the least bad of what's up here, so I'm going to chance it. So I just took it, and then I ate it, and it felt like it tasted weird when I was eating it, but like, whatever. I got enough. Like,
one, two, Freddy's coming for you.
I feel like I got to fight it off.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That was it. Like, I never,
So you blamed it on an old weenie.
It's got to be it. I didn't eat much that day, and it was, oh, God, I'd never been so sick.
See, that's why I do not eat hot dogs.
I don't eat.
The diarrhea came later. Let's say, for example, you get
Okay, look. With that.
You don't know what kind of meat you're eating.
Well, no, not well. That's certainly one thing. I'll eat hot dogs, but only a specific kind. Like, mm-hmm. Truly, the rest of it, like I've just
like
I've
some of the
seen
bargain.
And know too much about what it is.
Oof.
Also, don't eat from unlicensed food vendors in New York. Did you see that video? Son of a bitch was cooking pigeons.
No.
I mean, I saw him take it. I didn't see him cook it.
Well, come on, dude. What's he doing with it?
Might have been a mascot.
Okay, and he took it into the food truck. It's like, I think you had an order for some chicken tenders.
A lot of meat in there anyway from a pigeon.
Well, they sure do crap a lot. Now, here's the point I was going to make. And now I forget what it was.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh.
Well, let's say, for example, you have a tube of toothpaste. And you take that fresh tube of toothpaste and you squeeze it as hard as you can and as fast as you can, and all that toothpaste comes out. That's how it was for about 6 second clips a piece, multiple times a day.
Were you dehydrated?
No, see, I know the rule on that. When you get sick, I double up on water, Gatorade, and I drink, but because I knew during COVID,
electrolytes and stuff.
The only way to beat it was Mucinex and water.
Orange juice.
I stayed away from anything acidic like that because I didn't want to. My stomach was in knots.
That coming out the back, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, it's going to come out the back or the front one.
Right. I didn't even tell you what I did.
Oh, yeah. What's the first thing you did? Okay, so was it eat hot dogs for breakfast? Now, I've seen you do that.
That's what made me sick, but I didn't tell you what.
What you've done in 20 years.
Yeah.
What?
It's a whole thing to get into. I'm about to do it when we come back.
Jesus, dude. I mean, we're on the show.
I know, man.
This is like you did it in the 6 o'clock hour. Like, I'll tell you what I haven't done in 20 years. And then actually we get here and you're like, well, I still haven't told you what I've not done in 20 years.
Because that was pretty
gross. I mean, I don't really know how else to get around it. It's sick. It's grotesque and awful.
Let me ask you this. Are you and your wife still together?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what?
He had to go to the gas station and go poo poo.
That was the fortunate situation of being with somebody for so long. That this ain't really breaking news when you say it. It's like, okay.
Well, she loves you. She'll put up with your stuff, I'm sure.
Be like, this happened. This is what it is.
Clogged it up.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
I'm glad I got a downstairs bathroom now.
Can we come up with another word to say, A, so we don't get in trouble, B, I don't want to like say number two over and over again because that's so stupid.
Yeah. We're kind of along those lines, but.
Call it a mud flood.
Oh, yeah. Now you're going to bring California into it, and that's going to be a whole big thing,
that's
too.
Terrible.
Well, I know Looper's cousin's home is getting now affected.
Sorry, Looper's cousin.
I mean, it's bad enough when it is happening, but when it's someone you know is happening too. Then
possible mudslides, toxic floods now from the rains and whatever was in the Palisades. That they still can't go back up to and clean. 18 months, cleanup time. I mean, we heard the mayor say that in front of Trump.
Oh, I love those dub overs where they were getting off the plane talking to each other.
Have you seen the dub overs of him signing the executive orders? They dubbed the secretary saying the most awful stuff that Trump's about to sign. He's like, oh, that's a big one. That's a big one.
No, but link me. All right, we'll continue now. The mystery continues, although a lot of people I think have gotten it right.
Yeah, they're just starting
the text
to guess
line.
Now.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. Call or text the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Good morning, everybody. Don't text.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You've had the East Coast and later the West Coast, Midwest, others, on the edge of their seat, wondering.
Bet somebody said I did have norovirus because it only lasted 2 days.
Could be.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't go to a doctor, right?
No.
So you probably had the flu.
Yeah, so maybe some kind of stomach flu or.
Except your urine was brown.
Yeah, what's up with that?
God, how do you not go to a doctor at that point? Like, I would freak the crap out.
Yeah, I didn't want to be one of these people that immediately, like, oh, I got to go right now. Or
well, I would think you had kidney stones.
It was brown, like
UPS dark brown or like fudge brown.
It's brown.
I mean, I'm trying to think Sherwin-Williams here.
It was more like a, have you ever seen
like a taupe?
You ever seen the Crayolas that say colors of the world?
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be the different races. It was the almost black crayon, the like lighter brown one.
That's serious. That's, you know, if you have something like that, it could be blood in your urine, and you could be dying.
But I instantly, I don't want to be like, oh, my God, I go to the hospital right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Organ failure.
That's why the ER is always packed full of people.
How people are bleeding out of their penises.
Somebody said that their work at the elementary school with 600 kids, 150 to 200 are out daily with the flu. It's going around. I mean, I don't really know how else to say it.
Don't say it in a way that's going to get us in trouble. I don't.
How gross are you going to be?
I spit myself.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's what we came up with off here.
Okay.
So you don't have to say number two.
I think it all depends on where you are at the time when that happens.
Well, I was somewhat lucky and somewhat not lucky.
So, were you in...
Were you wearing pants?
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Shorts.
I was in shorts.
Oh, Lord.
There was no buffer because I'm at home.
Were you sitting on your couch or in bed?
I'm on the couch, but I'm not sitting.
Oh, gross.
I'm laying on my left-hand side. I got a sectional. So the way I lay, you know, I'm I could tilt the TV too, so I'm kind of right on view. And I'm laying with my left leg on the couch, my right leg's up.
Somehow using the entire sectional.
Now, let me tell you, the first time
laying
I did
like a V.
The first time I did this 20 years ago as a young adult, I was drunk and it just happened.
Oh.
And I lost one of my favorite pairs of boxers ever because of it. My frog underwear.
Oh, did you have to cut them off?
It was rough.
That did that.
You set them on fire.
I think I put them in somebody else's garbage can, to be honest with you.
Oh.
You do have a wash machine, you know.
Well, that's the thing that comes into play, because when I'm laying on the couch, I'm like, look, I just, I'm like, I got to get up immediately.
Oh,
but
no. You don't want to soil like the furniture. That's embarrassing.
Oh.
I didn't really make it. So let's just say the way my leg was angled,
oh my God,
it was directly in the path of what was, you know, about to happen.
Oh, no.
So right on the back of the leg.
Oh, man. Wow.
But it didn't hit the couch. It went the back of the leg.
That's good.
Praise Jesus.
Now, luckily, you know, I have a downstairs bathroom now. So, but I got up and the mess had already been made. The back of my leg looks rough.
I would have watched the security cameras of you running to the bathroom over and over and over again.
These shorts are done. I'm barely making it downstairs. I'm already downstairs. I'm barely making it to the bathroom.
Are you in the home alone at this point?
No, my wife's upstairs. She's getting ready to go somewhere.
Oh,
I come upstairs after I go to the bathroom, clean myself up the best I can.
Oh, my God.
I'm walking upstairs butt naked. Well, I got a shirt on. Oh, I got nothing else on.
You're picking it up the stairs.
She says, what are you doing?
I would too.
I didn't even have to say. I said, as soon as you open the washing machine, you'll find out.
She said, oh, my God. Oh, no, you did.
Yeah, I had to go
through. You didn't even put it, you didn't even wash it yourself.
For a split second, she's like, oh, he's coming up here wanting to get it on, and I'm about to leave.
I feel like, you walk in the room with your pants. Get away from me.
Not what are you thinking about? I was so sick that when I smelled food, man, it was awful. I was going to yak. But I couldn't. Look, I tried to clean up as best I could a little. Now, the leg, I think, takes priority over the shorts because, hello.
Hello.
That's just, like, perfect, like, alignment and timing, I guess. It's just, you know, it's the leg. Couch is spared. Thank God. I don't have to get a new couch or reupholster it or nothing.
Oh, man. Yeah. I know. I think when I see a nice couch just sitting on the side of the road, I'm like, there was some kind of emission on there. Right. Of some kind.
Yeah. Why would they throw it away?
I know. Like,
somebody doesn't like
somebody,
it.
Somebody, God bless.
I couldn't clean the shorts and then take them upstairs to the dirty hamper and just leave them for like
well,
a
no.
day.
But
so like, I had to go right to the wash.
Yeah, but
I just turn it on. Don't just leave
that's
it there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't turn them on?
No, because like I don't do the laundry. I don't know what goes in what.
Oh, you're not helpless. Come
I just
on, said, that boy.
Dog, look, I'm telling this is a.
If you can push buttons here, you can run a washing machine.
This is broken down into what goes.
That's
in.
That's not true. I can run a washing machine, but I can't do buttons.
What like, is wrong with you people?
It is a, look. If I'm doing laundry, everything goes in. That's not how my wife does it, and I don't want to like.
No, you
try
gotta
to learn.
Sort it. Otherwise, you ruin your clothes.
So I ain't doing all that. I just told her, if you're going to wash whatever matches these shorts,
yeah,
that's got to go first.
That's a one-off.
So
I wouldn't put my clothes with your stuff.
Well, I'm going to crepe your pants next time.
Don't do it to her.
Do you remember the bit we were going to do with Flushing the Roulette? We were going to – I don't know how we were going to pull this off.
No.
We were going to wear each other's pants off of
no,
a draw.
We're not.
And whoever got the Flushing Roulette
no,
had
not.
To go in the pants.
Yeah. And I think they got shut down.
It did get shut down faster than the Who's Bigger contest from years and years ago.
That was never going to be real. People thought, like, even in the building, it was going to be this fun little thing. We had this sweet, it's back when you could call them receptionists.
No longer with us, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And she was sweet.
Yeah, she was.
She worked here for the company for like 40 years, maybe?
A long time.
Long time. Sweet, sweet. Like, I can't say enough about her. But we were saying on the air that we get into this conversation about, you know, the thing guys would say, oh, yeah, I'm bigger than you. Right?
But it was in depth, like detailed why.
Right.
Which
and
was odd.
Paige is like, I'm not going to judge it. And so well, we'll get her to do it. We'll get a big piece of poster board. We'll cut three holes. And she'll just stay. And we're like, we position this as though we were going to go downstairs and do this. Oh my God, I've never seen that door in here open so fast, other than when Fat Boy played fart sound too much one day.
It was set up like a Japanese game porn show or whatever.
Oh, my.
I thought we were going to do one by one, but it was three holes cut out.
Yeah. I know. It was like, it would have had to have been a huge-ass piece of poster board, too. Otherwise, we would have been touching bare hips.
You would have.
We didn't think about how high it would be. We'd still be looking at each other and her.
That's true. And plus, like, we were going to have to get, like, it'd have to be different heights and things.
I make everything so difficult.
No, it was just funny, but like everybody was like trying to defend her. Don't do that. And it was like, dude, do you think we were really going to do that to her?
Oh,
would have never done that. I wouldn't want to embarrass these guys.
I hate this time.
Right? You'd be like,
you hate this time?
Why'd you even
this time
show
of year?
Up?
Oh, I thought you were talking about going in the headlines.
Oh, is everybody sick?
Oh, I see. Well, yeah.
Paige says she ain't sick.
It's also a good excuse if you just don't want to go to work. Most places would be like, well, it's the time. Yeah, like with Fat Boy, he didn't have to get a doctor's note.
Well, see, you had a good vacation.
Mm. He didn't have to get a doctor's note. I know. I had to use a personal day now, so if I got something personal coming up now, I am screwed.
Uh-oh.
Thanks to y'all and your pooing.
Just float your birthday, personal.
I didn't have any pooing problems.
Well, I'm not supposed to talk to you about that. You didn't watch that video.
I know. See, we're not supposed to ask.
Well, I just wanted to clarify that with what I had. It, you know,
if you're pregnant and your water breaks on the floor, I'm not allowed to address it.
Well,
if it does,
I hope you call 911.
No, I'm not doing anything.
You should call Rob because you slide down, you got hurt. That's workman's comp.
Water breaks.
Yeah, it is.
Hospital. And then you can also ask her if she knows who the dad is.
If my water breaks, you better call the Lord because it's a miracle here.
Oh, Lord.
It is.
My God.
It is.
This woman.
Sweet baby Jesus coming again.
Well, I'm not going to read any of these texts because they're very gross and you're going to make me sick.
Don't do it.
Paige, what are you working on
okay,
in the plex?
Okay, so some guy turned orange. I'll tell you what caused him to turn orange after what he ate. Next in your eyes, guy's headlines.
Trump doesn't have that tint anymore.
I mean, he's kind of orange still.
I don't think so. I mean, not to the point of like a bodybuilder orange.
I think his hats are getting bigger, for sure.
No, that I'll agree with.
That big
black
hat.
How about her? Like her when she was in Asheville, like she was like.
I kind of like that look.
I do too.
Really cool.
Do you like the Hamburglar hat?
Well, I don't know.
Good.
Like the simple stocking cap. But look at you.
Yeah.
I bet she couldn't get out of Asheville fast enough. All the women hitting on her. We'll get into all that next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of xanthoasthma?
Do what?
Yeah, you heard me. So this guy...
Xalampa?
Xanthoasthma.
So, no clue.
So there was a guy...
Who's he play for?
He turned orange after eating something. And so he was a Florida man.
And I heard pink eye also.
His hands, feet, and elbows turned orange after he went on an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months. So what did this guy do to get a condition called xanthoasthma?
What about his neck and his back? Those good?
I guess it's okay, but it happens when your cholesterol gets so high, fat starts building up under your skin.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And it causes it to go yellow or orange, and it has yellow or orange deposits in your skin.
So why do we turn yellow when we die then? I wonder.
Like jaundice and uric acid?
I don't. I mean, I was like, as a question, I don't know. I was wondering about that. Although I remember seeing a guy. Did they ever tell the story about the guy who died in church when I was a kid?
No.
Yeah, he was like an usher, and he did the or not usher. Yeah, whatever. Who takes up the offering? Is that an usher? I guess. Yeah. Anyway, he did that, and he sat down, and then the preacher like could tell the guy was having a heart attack or whatever. And he stopped preaching. They called 911. Dude was dead in the pew.
No.
Oh, and he turned a dark color. Like almost.
Oh, they left you in there while it was going on?
They took us out after a while. Because, no, I mean, no one knew what to do. They sent us to the nursery. And that was the weirdest thing I ever saw.
God,
like,
that's
so quickly did his body tone change.
Folks, if there's one place to pass away.
This is a place to
I
do
imagine
it.
Imagine if your blood isn't pumping through your body, it would pool wherever it is, right?
Yeah.
If it's not going, so that you're going to see the blood.
It's also amazing how strong the sphincter is, because like when you die, like you just it just falls out, you know?
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because your bowel's
gravity,
empty.
It just takes its toll and pulls it
well,
down.
Well, that sphincter, I can't say sphincter.
Sphincter.
It's conditioned to like, all right, stay closed. Let's close up until we're ready to go. But then when your dad is like, whoop, door's open.
Yeah, and everything.
Barn door's open.
Maybe everything in your... Man.
Don't pick up a dead person, they say.
All the intestines.
Mess up your shoes.
That go through your body just kind of like falls downward.
Yeah.
And then it pushes everything out.
Right. Pick me up by my ankles.
What does the embalming fluid do? Does that make you like a different color?
Well, when they embalm you, they're taking your fluids out and putting it in so you don't start rotting.
Yeah. See, that to me, like,
really bad.
That's another reason why I won't be, I'll be burned up dead. I'm not going to do the casket and all that stuff in the ground. Because like, that's like you're being taxidermed.
You could donate your body.
No one would want it.
That's Ripley's, what I thought about my dad.
Ripley's would take me to the beach again forever.
You don't know. They can use your bones or something. You know, they put you in a cadaver lab or something.
Yeah, a cadaver lab.
Study you with science.
Yeah.
Science. All right, so this guy, he had fat built up under his skin and caused it to go yellow or orange with the deposits. And usually around the eyes this happens, but it can happen anywhere on the body like this man. So what was he eating for that long?
Cheetos.
He told them he had been following an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months, and he was only eating hamburger meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter.
Oh, hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody trying to be a Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah, so he's trying to keto fast. I don't know.
I know that's a popular diet now people are doing. I know somebody that's done it. The carnivore diet.
Mm-hmm. But the sticks of butter?
Well, I don't know about that, but it's a lot of meat and eggs. It's like no roughage, no vegetables. It can't be good, all that meat. It just can't.
I think.
Just do low carb. That's what's going to cause you to lose the weight is low carb. No carb, though?
I mean, you need some carbs because that helps you with energy and everything.
It's like as a type 2 diabetic, my sugar will drop. So, like, you know, it's like, well, you're diabetic, your sugar's high. How does it drop? I mean,
it's like all that meat is a medical butt plug, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. It's not
good. I think
good.
That's what they call it in the medical world, actually.
But you're going to get stopped up.
The MBM.
Now, I know somebody that done it and they lost a lot of weight, but it's got to be some long-term effects.
Yeah, but you have you're emptying your body of, you're draining all the plumpness out of your muscles.
What if you're a caveman, though, in the desert, and there was no greenery to eat, but only, like, you know, camels and stuff?
Now, the other argument to this is the liver king who eats raw meat and is ripped all to hell. So I don't know where the in-between is.
Yeah, but for now. Like, look at the old wrestlers that they were so fit. I mean, but then they died in their 40s and 50s.
And it's always better.
There's a lot of drug use, too. But
to eat a balanced diet so you don't deplete your body of vitamins and things that you need.
Yeah.
Carbohydrates for energy.
I eat more vegetables than ever, but I also go to the bathroom more than ever.
Yeah.
And eat, you know, less salt and sugar.
I'm not trusting you.
I'm not, you know, a dietitian, so why would you? But I mean,
she's an esthetician.
I'll soon to be. Well, if you read a can, most cans. Got some hair you need to look at. Some what?
Got some hair you need to look at. Hairs I can't reach.
I can rip those off of you, fat boy. Just come on over here.
Get some wax. Look at that.
There's a line from him here to 385 now.
All right, so this guy. He lost some weight and he was feeling good, but they said they checked his cholesterol and it was over 1,000.
God bless.
Is that bad?
Anything, yes. Anything over 200 is bad. So, you know, hopefully he gets back on some vegetables and all that fat. You don't want to raise your cholesterol because, you know, you can cause stress on your heart and
but
everything
on
else.
The other side of that, the people that, I mean, God, again, everybody's different. We have to realize that. Not every diet is going to work for everybody and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I can tell you this, when I tried the vegetarian thing, mm-hmm. I did it for a month. I cheated twice on it with my daughter years ago. She was doing it. I said, you know what, I'll do it with you. And I cheated twice. I told her later I felt bad. But and then I did it for a week back in December. And I'm just saying, vegetarians, y'all are taking dumps all day.
Big ones.
You have to be. Because mm-hmm. when I was eating just vegetables, oh, my God.
Can you see this guy's hands? This is the guy. The lines in his palms are orange.
That's freaking weird, man. God. That's weird.
Look to his fingers.
Is this like the grease from a chili dog?
Oh.
Where it soaks into the bread?
Or he's been sucking on it.
Sucking on a chili dog.
So he needs some carbs to get his muscles all bulked up.
Look, I know this is coming from me. I'm grossly overweight, but eat the way it makes
grossly.
Sense.
It's not gross.
Morbidly?
Like this stuff, you know, you figure it out over time. I haven't yet, but...
You will.
I know not to eat nothing but meat to lose weight.
Yeah.
Good protein's good.
Not the kind you like. I'm not eating that.
What the hell?
I know what kind you like.
What kind do I like?
I like that weekend protein.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
like the oat milk with the THR in the front of the oat. You like the
throat
oil.
What are you talking about? All right. Well, let's talk to my Gosling Electric.
Hold on. Say that again. I talked all over you.
Electric.
Gosling Electric. We love
Paige
them.
I'm Paige and that's your Guy's Headlines.
Thank you.
Shoves the oil of the white roots.
Stop.
I'm the guy in the audience putting the joke together and then screaming it out.
Stop.
What a moron. That's good, though. Is that a new one?
Nah, I probably stole it from somebody.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if it wasn't going to be you, it'd be
somebody.
God. Who's the guy that always would steal jokes?
You know what?
I know, but he Carlos Mencia.
He's so nice to us.
It was
the nicest man.
Awesome.
And I don't know if that's all true.
I don't want to believe Rogan now. I want to side with Mencia. How about that?
I did.
I think he's a great guy.
Because I was like, the patent for the actual radio that we speak on was like 2 weeks apart. One guy in America, one guy in France, I think, or Italy. Guglio Marconi. I'm probably saying Guglio wrong. but, like, just think, in all of history, then all of a sudden, two guys came up with this, different parts of the world, and within a couple weeks of each other. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Plus, if you never made a joke, and then you, like, you go and... God, that's some dickhead on Instagram did that to me the other day. I commented on something, made a little funny little joke, and it was like, somebody said that 5 days ago. I'm like, well, kiss my ass. I don't read comments.
You can't go scroll back through. There's too many.
I know. All right. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.